lasting for the most economically, militarily, politically, and intellectually corrupted and distracted nation on the face of the planet with all the news they hope you never hear. This is the Power Hour! We've been betrayed, folks. We've been lied to, scammed, kicked, stabbed, beaten, tripped up. And all the time, the people doing the tripping and stabbing and beating and all that stuff smile in your face and say, hey, we're doing what's good for you. Yeah, Walmart's your good friend. They're slashing prices so you can save money. That's right, and you'll be happy. Yeah! Because money makes you happy, doesn't it? I thought money can't buy you love. Love is what makes you happy. What a concept. Upside your head. With a 1, 2, 3 slap of truth. Here it is. 1, 2, 3. I like it. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number 2 of today's installment of the Power Hour is now in session. This is Dave.
And Joyce.
Oh, you like it, Joyce. You like it.
Yeah, I do. That's good. Yeah. That's good, Dave.
Yeah.
But it's over. It's done.
Okay.
Bang. Okay, thank you. All right. Hey, I just wanted to also let you know, we were talking in terms of this formaldehyde in pajamas. Well, the other thing they're warning people about is ginger. And they're saying, do not buy ginger from China. It is contaminated. Now, you and I had some ginger. Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you look?
Yes. It's from China, from Thailand. Yeah.
Well, still, I mean, Thailand... Why can't we get some anything made in the U.S.?
Yeah. Well, this ginger, they're telling people not to eat from China. Now, if you like the crystallized ginger, it is just incredible. You know, as a dinner dessert.
Oh, it's so good.
It is.
It's so good.
Well, what happens is China puts in it a hazardous pesticide called aldecarb sulfoxide. Aldecarb sulfoxide. And that's what they're warning people not to do is eat the ginger that comes from China. Now, that's just like, I mean, a lot of ginger comes from China, I have to tell you. Also, they're saying that WorldNet Daily, remember when they broke the story that questioned whether China was trying to poison Americans and their pets? Well, did you know that an estimated 39,000 dogs and cats died? That's what WorldNet Daily is reporting. The reason I bring this up is because remember how it was, well, 7 dogs died from an, you know... are known to have died. 7 dogs known to have died. Well, it's 39,000 now. And they didn't tell you about that. Because that little thing's over with. Oh, yeah, we had that one and it's over with. No, it's not over with. Also, let me just tell you that the Journal of the American Medical Association has an editorial in there that is warning people that HPV vaccine may not be a good thing. An editorial May 2nd is considered the Bible of the American medical profession, the Journal of the AMA, mandating that they're saying that mandating the human papillomavirus vaccine for young girls is a great big public health experiment. And literally, they are warning against the use of the vaccine Gardasil because, and I don't know if you know this or not, but remember Gardasil, the HPV, mm-hmm. human papillomavirus vaccine, supposed to be given because it will keep young girls from getting cervical cancer? Oh, no, that's not what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are more than 100 known HPVs. Okay, 100 known HPVs. This vaccine covers only 4. Of them.
Really?
Yes. And so last week, the Journal of the AMA took a public stand against legislation to mandate that vaccine. I am so surprised. I am so surprised and so pleased that they did this.
We did nail this down last week.
Good for you. Yeah. Because now we know, though, out of the 100 forms of HPV, it only gives you protection against 4. But billions of dollars are at stake. So, who do you think will win?
Ooh.
We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Our guest is going to be Stan Deo, standeo.com. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's talk about earthquakes.
They worship the dollar, the silver, the gold, and they haven't a soul. It's already been sold.
Ooh, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The atomic vets, white coat vets, Vietnam vets, Gulf War vets, and now Gulf War II vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Onquist.
And Trish Riley.
We all know knowledge is power, and that's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors of this radio station, or those in powerful positions who like to push buttons. I'll say it again. People in powerful positions, they like to push buttons. That doesn't work with you, huh, Joyce? I mean, I'm looking at a blank screen over there. Okay. Oh, there are folks out there, I believe. Maybe this is just me. But I think there are people in powerful positions that are pushing buttons to make things go in the direction that they want. And most of the American people and the people of the world just don't have a clue. I'm going to pass this one to you, Joyce.
We're going to be talking to Stan Deo today, standeo.com. And this is a subject that we've been wanting to have an expert join us for. The subject of what's going on with all the earthquakes, the bizarre weather creations, recreations, or is it God himself doing this? Is it end times? Where is this all coming from? Our guest today is a graduate of the Air Force Academy. He graduated from the University of Texas with an engineering scholarship. He has been involved in a number of things. He is self-educated as well as, of course, college-educated, computer programmer, senior systems analyst, research physicist, marine architect, advanced propulsion engineer. He's an author of 2 books and 5 scientific papers. He also had an above top secret clearance, security clearance, and he worked undercover at one time for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in the development of flying saucer technology, and he joins us today, Standeo. Thank you so much, Standeo, for joining us on the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you for asking, Joyce. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've had you on the program, way too long, and so much has been taking place. But, you know, when we had you on before, it was because of the Earth changes, the ones that you were many times predicting in advance of them taking place, and you were getting a lot of good information off the Internet, but something happened, didn't it?
Yes, Joyce, the information that I needed to prepare those reports, and by the way, I did them for 10 years since 1995, maybe 11
wow.
years. And I had found at the onset of that the United States Navy over in Monterey, California, at the FENMOC Center, were producing what's called an SST anomaly map, and that means it's the odd temperature changes in the sea surface temperature, ergo the anomaly part of it. They produced this map, and I started looking at it thinking, boy, these are neat color patterns here showing all this anomalies of the sea surface temperature. Why don't I try to extract information over several days from that and see if it tells me anything else about the sea surface temperature changes? And I was playing around with that, and coincidentally, I was also compiling earthquake stats from USGS at that same time, and I just happened to notice, wow, a couple of days back, there was an anomaly off the shore, let's say, of California, and it had a particular pattern of heat and cold across the fault line. And then two or three days later, here was an earthquake in that same spot. And I thought, well, that's a coincidence. And after looking at it in detail, I found that there was a pattern, and it, barring any cloud coverage, it blocked satellite coverage that the Navy was using or whatever, that I could get about a 70% accuracy within, you know, 2 to 4 days of the earthquake. In other words, 2 to 4 days ahead of time, I could very accurately predict it. So as long as it was over water or near the coastal borders of water with the continental masses. Well, in November of last year, and I used this all those years, in November of last year, the FENMOC decided they were going to put up new satellites to acquire data and go to a new program to record all this, and that they weren't going to make the SST anomaly maps available to the public
wow.
any longer. And they've certainly not done that. They have done what they said they would. They have stopped producing the maps that I needed. Now, their maps were very unique in that they came out at the beginning twice a day and then finally once a day. And so they were accurate enough and current enough that I could get warning data. Now then they have a thing up there which is once a week, you know, low-res type things from COLA images and things like that, which doesn't help at all. I can't get the data from that. So I've been searching around after that, what is it now? Gosh, almost a year now, trying to find another way to get that information out of other public sources. And I've got one that is reasonably good. It showed data before the Peruvian quake, the Richter 8. And you can see that on the website. Holly's got a place there where she's put up a page of talking points. And
yeah, there's an excellent page. If you go to standeo.com, there is a really good page there that just has all the talking points, pictures, it's graphics, everything, for those of you who want to see what we're going to be discussing today.
Now, that on the point I was just talking about with the earthquakes and the being able to forecast them, when you get to her page of all these, you know, wonderful graphics you're talking about, you'll get to right on the top row in the middle, it says earthquake alert. And you click on that red line, and that will take you to that page and look at the 14th, 15th, and 19th of this month for the signals I'm talking about. Sadly, you know, we've been cut off from the naval access. I know they still do it in-house for their own use, but they had a public version and a secure version. And the public version must have had data embedded in it that was more accurate than anything I can find on the web now, but I just can't get the same kind of accuracy from the data we're getting from official sources now. But I guess it's a left-handed way to restrict, you know, what I say publicly based on that, you know, about warning about earthquakes.
What was the reason that they gave you that they had taken them down?
In the beginning, it was just, oh, we're changing over to new software and satellite, and we'll have everything back up in a few weeks. Then it became a few months, and then it became, well, we're not going to have it up there at all. You have to use the COLA, which they put a link to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a gradual change, and I suppose I was just getting too much public reaction from the forecast, because we certainly got a lot of protests and emails on our behalf, and I'm sure the Navy did too, because they had their email address, but it didn't make any difference. And I think it's part of this whole effort by the government to control panic in the population, to keep anarchy from breaking out in various places when they think there's going to be an earthquake or a major volcano or something like that. Actually, Holly's got five articles up there from the newspapers over the last year, which let you see how the government has been officially muzzling USGS employees and other government employees, with the exception of NASA, because NASA has its own policy, but it's more open door. But the government is saying to USGS scientists, look, you see anything that's going to be like an important threat to the population or an emergency, try to give us 2 weeks notice before you publish anything on it. And certainly if you do have to give a statement in a timely fashion, give us warning so that we can, vet it and see whether or not you can say this or that.
Interesting.
The articles are there. I mean, what the government doesn't want you to know and how they rewrote the science. And climate experts say NASA tried to silence them, and global warming scientists silenced. And, those articles are all there, and it just tells you, I mean, officially, you can even get PDF files down from that she's put up there to show you the official government notices on these things. It's astounding when you start reading it.
And again, I just want everybody to go to standeo.com, just click to enter, and then it'll bring up the purple page, and there is talking points. Click on that, and there you're going to be able to go to all the information we're going to be talking about. Well, obviously, there have been unbelievable types of bizarre weather patterns that have increased that are shocking everybody. I mean, they kept trying to sensationalize weather more and more, I mean, whether it be tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, whatever. But the one thing I wanted to go to first, before we touch on anything, is the Utah mine disaster. So many people are asking questions, but not enough people are seeing through this story, because something else has gone on in that Utah mine disaster. Can you address that for us?
Well, as far as we can determine from the press report, that's all we have to go on, but we were watching it 24/7 when it was happening. The alleged quake that triggered all this, the government tried to say, no, it wasn't a quake that caused it. You caused the quake by your cave-in.
I couldn't believe that.
Well, and surprise of surprises, after the alleged mine collapse causing a quake, there were a bunch of aftershocks, and aftershocks come when you have a real quake.
Mm-hmm.
And they occurred right after that, and that's what hampered the rescue effort, killed three of the miners because they had subsequent aftershocks that caused some of the coal veins to collapse and burst out through the walls and kill those guys.
Mm.
They called it a seismic bump, but the term itself tells you, well, this is not from the mine, it's seismic, from the earth. And there's been an effort to cover this up and to put the blame on the mine instead of the earthquakes, and that tells you right there that they're afraid of stirring up public interest in the coming quake flurry.
Yeah, you notice how they got it off the front page. I mean, it just kind of, oh, yeah, it's going on. They're trying to find him. We'll tell you about it later when they find him. But what I thought was interesting is this poor man that owned that mine is saying before the people, no, this was, something happened that created this. You know, a mine does not cause aftershocks, which is what he was saying, basically. And yet they were demonizing him. They were allowing the public and the media to ask questions about, so did you do this correctly? Did you create this, questioning him about how they were finding the miners rather than just putting all the interest toward finding them? They were draining this man's energies.
Oh, assassination by assumption or by allusion to things that don't even exist. I mean, you can ask all the questions and not even get answers, and of course you tar and feather the guy you're asking them.
That's right. We got a 4-minute break. We'll be right back after this. 4-minute break with Stan Deo. StanDeo.com. You're going to want to hear this. Back in 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Herb and Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you, too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Yeah. I've been freer in America today than they were a couple years ago.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, Dave on Plyce, and joining us today is Stan Deo. This website is phenomenal. That's all I can say. StanDeo.com. Click on today's guest. It'll take you right to it. When you click and enter, go to the talking points for the Power Hour listeners. Holly Deo has done a phenomenal job in putting up the information for us to follow along with, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. And I hope, Stan, you'll be able to stay with us more than an hour here, because it looks like we have got so much good information. We need to touch on as much of this as possible. Will you be able to stay with us over an hour?
Sure.
Okay, great. Because I want to get to, I want to finish up first of all on the mine disaster, since that's in the front of everybody's mind, before we move into these areas that you've placed on the computer. First of all, the mine disaster, if it's not an earthquake, and you're saying it doesn't appear to be one, and if it was not the mine itself causing the blips on the screen, what could it be? What possible things could it have been that could have created that disaster in Utah?
If it's not an earthquake, and if it's not the mine collapse?
Well, yes. I mean, if it was...
I hadn't thought of anything other than just the earthquake. I mean, I...
But a real earthquake, or are we talking about a created earthquake, or a created type of wave?
Okay, well, I suppose something could trigger that, but to actually produce that much of a force, you know, as that was released, would take so much energy in a scalar weapon that it would be very hard for me to see that they would do that, especially target such a place as that.
Interesting, okay.
And why would, you know, I mean, why would it pick such an area and make such a small quake? Now, I did produce, which Holly has got, she's just put it up there during the break, the earthquake causing the cover-up causing that thing at Crandall Mine. And if you go to the same page with all that stuff there and look at talking points and look right in the middle of the top row where the blue graph is down at the very bottom, it's got a link that says earthquake caused cover-up at Utah mine collapse, ? And I went into Google Earth in 3D and got pictures of exactly where the quake occurred and how many other quakes had occurred in the immediate area over the years and
wow.
what earthquake values there were. The area is prone to earthquakes, and the earthquake that occurred was a long way from, you know, where the mine was. I mean, I've got it on there. I'm just trying to see if it shows the exact distance, but... you can do it by the scale I've got on there, 3.4 miles. It was nearly a mile away from Crandall Canyon Mine, over across two ridges.
Wow.
And you can just see it there in the picture. I mean, it just was not the mine doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a cover-up, and there have been a number of other cover-ups of earthquakes, of the value of them over the last couple of years. Holly's been tracking that, where the USGS will come out and say, oh, there have been so many Richter 8s or so many Richter 7s, 7.2s, and they'll give a rating for them. Then you come back at the end of the year summary or at the database summary, oh, we've reduced that count to this or that, or and that's their summary versus what's actually in the database record. And you'll find out that they always underreport, never overreport the value of the quake
mm-hmm.
or the number of them. And it just shows you that they're trying to keep a lid on the severity of the thing. And even with what they've allowed us to see in the public report, again, if you go back to that the page there that we've got for the talking points, right there in the middle of the top row of the blue graph, if you click on that, it'll give you two graphs comparing 2006 and 2007, the amount of seismic energy released. It's not the number of quakes, it's the energy. And remember, from a Richter 7 to a Richter 8, there's 10 times the energy. And so if you go down to Richter 4, 5 is 10 times that, 6 is 100 times a 4, 7, etc. So using those figures, I took the exact values of what they stated, and even at their conservative values, we've had a 37% increase in seismic release over the same period of time from last year. So they are increasing, and we've had this year 3 Richter 8 plus earthquakes, last year, of course, none, in that same time frame. So they're just... with this mining thing, we both looked at each other and said, look, they're trying to whitewash that poor owner of that mine. They're just beating him to death, making mm-hmm. him the scapegoat just to cover up the fact that the earthquakes are becoming more dangerous.
Okay, so the earthquakes are becoming more dangerous because, I mean, earthquakes happen and they talk about them. So, you know, my first question was, why are they so afraid to admit that there is an earthquake?
I think if what I'm seeing is probably related to money, and this is just kind of surmise on my part, but with the increase in earthquake threat, say on the West Coast, and in the New Madrid Fault Line area, and in the Appalachian, people are starting to migrate, and it's affecting the housing market.
Wow.
Prices and that are varying, and maybe it's going to cause an economic collapse. I don't know.
We're going to be right back after this three-minute break, and with Standeo, we're going to go through this website, and I know there's some of you not on the net, so we'll help you understand what we're doing, but this is so phenomenal what Holly's put up there, how responsive she was. We'll be right back. Three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday edition of the Power Hour. Coming up on 34 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in. And yes, folks, we do not accept corporate sponsorship. We do not accept money from folks that pay us to hawk their wares. Joyce looks for them, finds them, and then we offer them up here at the Power Hour. And that's how we stay on the air. That's what we do.
On the air. Yeah. We're broadcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Anyway, I want to tell you real quickly, we have a special at the Power Hour, and thank you for supporting us. Yeah, it costs big bucks and oftentimes to be on the shortwave because we want you to get this worldwide. There is a special at the Power Hour right now with Beyond Treason, 9/11 in Plain Sight, and The Ripple Effect. So if you purchase all three together, you get them for $42 plus shipping and handling.
That's a good deal.
That's a huge deal. That's great.
That's a good deal.
$54.90 on special right now. Normally priced would be now $42. You're going to save $12.90 when you buy all three of those. And I'll tell you, Rosie's looking out for you out there in the office. So there you got it. Also, we have Cosmic Conspiracy by Stan Deo. It's on special for $23 at the Power Hour. And When Technology Fails, Urban and Wilderness Survival Guide, available at the Power Hour, are on special today. And I encourage you to support the Power Hour. Also, you can get Prudent Places, which is a DVD by Holly Deo, and Dare to Prepare, and you can get that from their website. You'll see where that's advertised right there on the home page. And we encourage you to get as armed with information as you can. And thank you for supporting the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 to get what you need to get prepared. And we've been talking about the silver. We've been talking about oregano. We've been talking about all those items. I hope you got them. Oh, come on.
Well, that's called a segue. We're trying to segue back to the issue at hand. We're talking, of course, with Stan Dale about some of these earthquakes. It applies.
I know. Okay. Unfortunately, it applies. Just an update real quickly. CNN just said that there's been a Russian bomber plane that had a run-in with the United States over Alaska. Now, understand, we just covered the story earlier about Russia and the United States and their diverging ways. Well, this was just a headline. Russian bomber planes have now had a run-in with the U.S. over Alaska. So I don't know what that's about, but we may or may not find out on CNN. Back to the subject, though, of earthquakes. So many bizarre weather happenings, and they are right there at the website, standeo.com. And let's go to the talking points, because with respect to what's taking place, you've got so much information there to help us understand this. And I'm going to let you start with number one. Let's walk through this, and remembering that there are a lot of people that are not on the Internet, we've got about a 15-minute segment here, so Stan, I'm going to let you take it and go with it.
I must tell you that we'll only be able to hit the highlights very quickly, because Holly has, underneath each of these pictures, you'll see lines of information. Those are all links to other things related to that particular topic. So
these are for serious students. They're awesome pieces of information there, listeners.
Well, I'll tell you what. She updates that regularly, and it's kind of an extension to what she's done in the Prudent Places thing and the Dare to Prepare book. It's the live update of those things, if you wish.
Okay.
As far as what's happening, why you should be preparing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the first thing we have at the top is seismographic reports. That's why it says, like twang, and it shows a little picture of a seismograph needle vibrating. That is basically so that you can look at earthquake reports around the world, in particular where we live, in the New Madrid area, the California-Nevada area, Pacific Northwest, Utah, Yellowstone. And then you can actually go to live seismic monitors that are updated in the Cascades and various other places around the planet. And that tells you whenever something big happens on the planet, those needles go right off the graph, and then you can see them appearing with time delays in each country where these monitors are, but you can actually see it live. So that link is there. It's called Live Seismic Monitors. And definitely people ought to be, that are serious about this, ought to keep a look at that and get to know what areas are getting shakes and which ones are getting big ones. The next section over here is the one we talked about where there's been an increase in seismic energy. And Holly also has a link to the North American earthquakes in the last 72 hours showing where the major ones occur. And today, for the last 72 hours, California leads the pack, and the Cascade Ranges comes in second. Alaska is, number-wise, about equal or just slightly below California, but it has very strong ones because there's a volcano going there, and that is connected to a fault line that runs down in through Washington State and Oregon, which has been having small quakes as well, which you can see on the various earthquake maps.
Okay, let me just go to this shake alert, because I'm on the page that says shake alert in the second graphic there. It shows that there were earthquakes February, August, and May. Now, does that mean that those are the big ones, or does that mean those
No. That's when I put up postings. The shake alerts, I just can't do them every day.
Okay.
But I do try to put them up, when I think something may be happening, which is when we've got some for August 19th, which is good for about 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. The February ones were my test ones that I was putting up for everybody to see, and it's an experimental method, not as accurate as we were with the Navy. And so I stress that in each one of the reports. Take it with a grain of salt now, then it may or may not be. And I've found that for minor earthquakes, it's usually not going to show us, but it will show us for big ones. And if you look at August 14th, I just put that up here to show you, you'll see blue and gold patterns, brilliant blue and gold patterns of thermal changes off the coast of Peru and Ecuador. And you'll see that I've got two red boxes of squares there.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them actually clips the corner of where the actual earthquake occurred. Not quite on it, but still close enough to count in this game. Now, if you go to the 15th of August forecast, that shows a minor quake. Let's see how to explain that. It's west of Ecuador and south of the Baja, where those two lines intersected, almost right on the equator. And I put that in. You can see why I did, because its little signature shows a tiny blue and a tiny brighter orange mark.
Sure does, yeah.
Over a fault line. And sure enough, we had some, you know, Richter 3s or 4s, some small earthquake there. It wasn't as big as I thought it might be, but still we got a clear signal on that one for some strange reason. Then the next one I've got up is August 19th, which was, what, 2 days ago, with a window up till about the 24th. And that shows, again, Ecuador and Peru possibly having another shake somewhere.
Wow, that's pretty obvious there.
Well, I mean, that's what I look at. And, of course, there's one up in the Aleutians there, up the upper left, down toward the middle of the Aleutian change, and one down toward the South Pole. But I think the most impressive, you will agree, is the one sitting there on the west coast of South America there in the northwest part of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one in the Philippines and one up north of in between the northernmost Japanese island and Sakhalin, the peninsula there. So anyway, that is showing what we think may happen in the next 4 or 5 days from August 19th.
So what you're saying is that we're getting more quakes, and they're not just more frequent, but they are stronger quakes.
Actually, we're getting less quakes, but more strong ones. That's bad, because when you get less of the smaller quakes, that means the energy is not being released. It's pending up, you know, because these are all, earthquakes are caused by pressures mounting between two plates. And when they don't release, either plates have stopped moving, which doesn't happen too often, or they are building up stress, like if you had a piece of, like a rubber eraser on your desk, and you're pushing it and pushing it, but pressing down on it hard so it can't move until all of a sudden it reaches the point where it's got to move, and it'll jump. And that's what happens when we get an earthquake most times.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have a bunch of small quakes, it releases that tension as it's moving along. We're not having that. We're having a decrease in the number, but an increase in the amount of energy released, which means we should have had more smaller quakes, but we didn't.
And I see.
The bigger ones are more dangerous, obviously, because they shake the heck out of wherever they strike. Our weather patterns, you want to go on next door to that one now then? Or?
Yeah, and again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, go to standao.com, click on the website, or click to enter, and it'll say Millennium Arc. Click to enter that, and then go click on the place that says Talking Points, and it'll take you to this page that's titled Threat Watch. You go over to the third graphic on the top and click on that, and that's where we are. Go ahead, Stan.
Okay, well, now that's just looking at weather anomalies or threats in the United States at the moment, and this gives you an idea of how crazy things are. I mean, you know, like Texas and Colorado and Oklahoma and New Mexico, you think of those places as drought places. Well, right now, they're in normal to wet conditions, and the droughts are in Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, all under severe drought. And you've got severe drought over in the northeastern United States, down in the south, eastern, where you've got the panhandle of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, all of them in drought, and yet you've got flood warnings up the middle of Texas and up over toward the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy rain. So these are weird patterns, and although we have La Nina of sorts out in the Pacific, these patterns are extreme. I mean, Europe is getting, you know, tremendous flooding, other places on the planet getting tremendous flooding, and the others are having large forest fires, like the Montana fires we saw,
mm-hmm.
And then tornadoes. All this kind of stuff is becoming more extreme. And blame it on human emissions and global warming, or blame it on solar energy changes, or both, doesn't matter. The evidence is there. We are approaching a severe situation. And if it gets severe enough, which I think it may, we're going to see large migrations of populations just looking for water or food, like in Africa, where there's been tremendous migrations in North Africa, in the Sudan and stuff, because nothing grows. It's just gone to desert. I mean, truly, no wells were working, and people had to migrate, and there have been wars of people, migrants coming into countries that didn't want them. And it sounds almost like America and Mexico, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, these weather factors are very important. Earthquake factors as well, but weather and volcanoes are very important because in history we've seen where whole civilizations disappeared overnight because of these things. They had to move on because they had to eat or they died.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this particular portion of the threat watch gives you an outlook on avalanche conditions, wind chill, severe weather in Canada, and weather warnings over Europe. That's, we cover Europe, the United States primarily. And then we go down to the next line, which is the first one of line two, which is space weather. And, you know, we watch solar storms and SOHO images and solar terrestrial report, looking for things like increased sunspot activity or coronal mass ejections, which are hot superheated plasmas that get thrown off of the sun, sometimes near our direction. And if we ever took a big one right direct on, it could cause a lot of trouble with our electric power grids and even start local fires in some places where it's hit.
And I want to bring up the issue of Planet X. I know a lot of people are very interested and very much students of Planet X. Is there anything that you can tell us about that? Have you studied it?
Oh, I have. And I'm still waiting for some positive evidence of it. I know that I've calculated the orbit that it would have to have within the parameters they're talking about, 3,600-year orbit. And that would mean that if it's going to affect us in the near future, in the next few years, that we should be seeing it and get at least a two-year window on it as it's coming into the system. And so I'm relying on astronomers, we call it civilian astronomers in Australia, and here for, you know, feedback on that. But so far, we have not seen anything to tell us it's there. I don't believe it's hiding behind the sun from us because with an orbit like that, when it gets close to the sun, it's going to be moving its fastest because it goes faster around the two poles of its orbit, the sun on some imaginary point out in space. So I'll say it's possible. I'll say it'd be very unusual. And we are keeping a watch to see if there's anything like that coming up. And I think if we do discover it officially, that there will probably be a big hammer come down on whoever does. But there you go. It is possible. I've just finished a paper for the IEEE, or first part of three, actually, where I'm discussing the era in Einstein's relativity and the effects that has on gravity in our solar system. And much of what I'm saying supports the work of Velikovsky, who, as a journalist, a historian, actually deduced that, say, like Venus was an interloper to our solar system and took an orbit that it wasn't born in. And that's why it spins very slowly backwards to all the other planets. And we think it will eventually stop spinning and, you know, throw off the asteroid chunks from it. And if it stays together, it will start to spin the right way like the rest of us.
Interesting. And what do you mean by interloper?
Well, it may have been a comet or some asteroid from outside the system that came into the system, but not with enough energy and at a very shallow angle so that it didn't go into the sun direct and be consumed, but it took up an orbit close to the sun's surface.
Mm-hmm.
Under the physics that I'm actually explaining in the IEEE papers, I show where planets orbit where they have to. There are invisible rings or splash rings in the fluid of space caused by the spin of the sun, if you wish. But it's actually the spin of the fluid that makes the sun and all the orbits. So it's like circular ripples in a paint can. If you put your drill down in there with a paint stirrer and you in the middle of the paint can and you turn it on, you'll see circular ripples go out, hit the edge of the can, and bounce back. And so you'll have two sets of ripples, one going out to the edge of the can, one coming back toward the center. And where these two meet, sometimes they will cancel in orbit. The two waves will go flat because they cancel each other. They're directly opposite in height and depth. Or they will add together and make a super big orbit. And what happens is we have smaller orbits in our system toward the sun, getting into bigger mass orbits in the middle and then petering off again at the outside orbits toward Neptune. And we think Pluto is probably just a stray moon off of Neptune anyway, but that's another issue. So what I'm saying is these invisible spinning waves hold the planet in a neutral gravitational force around the sun. If a planet interloper comes in and drops into one of these orbits, spinning backwards to the rest of the other planets, it will eventually have to come into line and spin the right way or be destroyed and become an asteroid belt like, strange enough, we have between Mars and Jupiter there. So I don't know. It's the asteroid belt. all of these things point to strange dynamics. And with the sun itself throwing off increased energy at the moment, we know that eventually it will start to slow down. And when it does, orbits of planets will either become stronger or weaker or disappear entirely and explode, just fall apart. So that's down the road a ways, but that's what we're looking at with the new physics.
Now, when we've got a break coming up here, but when we come back, I want to touch on the graphic there on the fourth one, the fourth graphic, the solar cycle 24 sunspot number prediction. You know, for those of us that are not educated, and I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, obviously you can see the tremendous amount of education that Stan Deo has. You know, what is the significance of the sunspot and the description that you've got in the waves there of the predictions? Why is that important for us to be looking at? We'll be right back after this three-minute break. We've got a whole lot of information. And let me tell you, the cosmic conspiracy is full of information like this. And we'll be right back with Stan Deo, standeo.com. Back in three.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
"I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product."
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday edition of the Power Hour, coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. And we're talking with Stan Deo about so many different issues. Of course, the earthquakes, and Joyce brought up this Planet X thing a couple of minutes ago. Stan, before we get back to, I just want to grab this for a second. Is there any relationship, is there any possibility that Planet X could be the wormwood that's discussed in Revelation?
Well, I suppose it could. It says it's a star, which would be a bright light in the sky. If it had a luminous factor that we could see, you know, an albedo that made it look that bright, yes.
Well, I mean, we look up at the night sky, and the one of the brightest stars in the sky isn't a star at all. It's actually the planet Venus. Okay,
yeah.
So the point is, if Wormwood is that big, if it's as big as Jupiter, and it's traveling towards us, I would imagine as it approaches, it would appear to be a star. It would be a light in the sky, would it not?
Yeah, but however, I think Wormwood strikes the sea, it falls to the earth, and since there's an earth left after that in the biblical prophecy, I would assume it's not a planet the size of Jupiter. It would be a smaller, like a planetoid, probably maybe a few hundred miles in diameter. And that might be harder for us to
good
detect.
Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let me just remind you. So I'm going to direct people through this to this website because this is so important that you follow this. Go to Stan Deyo, D-E-Y-O.com, or just click on today's guest at thepowerhour.com. It'll bring you to the face page, the Millennium Arc. Click on to enter. Then go to today's talking points on the Power Hour, and it has been specifically put up there for you to follow by Holly Deyo, Stan's wife, so that you can see the information. We're on the fourth graphic right now, and it's the Solar System 24 sunspot number prediction. Now, why is this prediction important, and why are the sunspots then important for us to understand that?
All right. First of all, the prediction that we're seeing for the sunspot activity of the number of sunspots for the next cycle, which is a roughly about 11.5-year cycle, shows in the forecast that they've made officially at NOAA that we will have a higher sunspot number this coming cycle than we did the last one. And the reason this is important is because for the last 200 years, sunspot numbers peaking out have increased from where they were, say, in the mini ice age in Europe in the 1500s. So the smaller number of sunspots we have in a cycle, the cooler the planet was in the past. Now, using post hoc ergo prop hoc logic, which means if it is this way in the past, it will therefore be this way in the future. That's kind of statistical science. They're saying that the increase in sunspot numbers could be responsible for increased heating of the planet. And normally, I mean, we used to think that the sun was putting out a constant amount of light. But in recent times, they've discovered this is not true. The solar constant varies a very slight amount, about 0.1%, from the low sunspot activity to the high sunspot activity. But it has been known to vary as much as 0.5%, which is enormous considering what that does to our temperature here on the Earth. Now, if it causes a temperature rise of as much as 2 degrees centigrade average for the year across the planet, that can throw us into super drought, super storms. And if it goes the other way, 2 degrees C minus from our current position, that can throw you into an ice age. We've got that in the ice core records from the poles. So it is extremely important that we watch sunspot activity and try to get some idea when we're going to have severe food shortages and problems with heat or cold. So this 24th cycle will peak in 2012, that magic number again.
Oh, interesting. We're going to be right back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. That's all. We're going to be gone. We'll be back with Stan Deyo, standdeyo.com. Stay tuned.
We must be brave.